Hey, what's up, Wes? So I got two short stories to share with you about encounters with police. One is like a one or two on a scale of 1 to 5, and one is probably like a 4 on a scale of 1 to 5, if I had to put all of my encounters on a scale. All right, so the first one, in high school, sophomore, so I was probably like 15, maybe 16, I don't remember. And there was an incident that happened at school. It was an emergency, so they said, okay, we're going to send everybody home. And so, mind you, this is in the morning. This is before lunchtime. So now we have a lot of free time on our hands that we normally wouldn't have. And me and a few friends said, okay, we're going to go to our rival high school and hang out with them because it was almost lunchtime and they'd be getting out for lunch. And when I say rival, I don't mean like bad blood, like on TV. Like it's just another high school in the neighborhood. We all got along, we were all fine. So we're heading over there. My man who owns the car is driving, is Mexican. It's myself, another one of my friends who's black, and another one of our boys who was white. So it's four of us in the car, and we're headed down there to the other side of town, and we hear the dreaded whoop whoop, all of us simultaneously. Ah, shit. So pull over. We had an idea of why they pulled us over, which was that we weren't in school, but it was around lunchtime. And our campus was open, so we could have been going to lunch. So we still were like, why are they pulling us over? But anyway, pull us over, walk up to the car. First question, how come you're not in school? And we were like, well, there was an incident emergency at the school, and they sent us all home. Now, mind you, this emergency required police presence. There was probably about 10 to 15 police officers. Like, it was a big ordeal. Like, it was a situation. So even if they weren't there, I'm sure they would have heard of it over the radios or like, this wasn't a quiet thing. But anyway, they go back to the car, and they're probably back there for about 20, 30 minutes while we're sitting in the car. 20, 30 minutes pass, they come to the car and they say, hey, your story checks out. Your story checks out. There was an incident at the high school. We all breathe a sigh of relief. We're like, all right, great. We're about to be on our way. He had a follow-up question. Another question you never want to hear when pulled over. Whose car is this? Again, a sigh of relief was gone just that quickly. My man who was driving was like, oh, this is my car. And he said, officer said, okay, I need to see your license and registration. Takes the license and registration, looks at it, looks at him, looks at it, looks at him again. And says, well, why is your name not on the registration? He's like, oh, that's my mom's name. She bought the car, because I'm in high school. Now, mind you, him and his mom have the same last name. I know that's not always the case, but him and his mom have the same last name. And to add to it, not to stray too far from the story, they have a Spanish last name that I have never heard. It is very uncommon. I've never heard that last name. We grew up in a neighborhood that's like 80% Latino, and he's the only one that I know with that last name, him and his sisters. But anyway, so they take the license and registration after asking him why the names don't match, and they go back to the car. Now it's another 15, 20 minutes. They come back to the car, and they said, we're going to need you all to step out of the car. I'm like, oh, great, here we go. We get out the car, they handcuff my man who was driving. And they also handcuff the white guy. And then they made myself and my other friend put our hands on the hood. This was Texas, and doesn't matter when, it was Texas. The hood was hot as hell. So, it took us about 15 minutes of pleading with them. Can we just take our hands off the hood? We're not going anywhere. Like, we're not going anywhere. So we're sitting out there. We're in the grocery store parking lot where they pulled us over. To add insult to injury, the high school that we came to hang out with was let out for lunch. And so everybody can see us sitting there being detained by the police. I think all in all, from pulling over to finally letting us go, probably like 90 minutes. There was no explanation for even why we were pulled over, why we were detained, why the driver was handcuffed. The white guy, actually, they took him. He had a warrant, so they took him. But that's neither here nor there. But there was really no explanation as to why we even pulled over in the first place. And that might not sound like a big deal, But I can give you 10 more stories like that, where after the whole thing, we're still wondering, well, wonder why that pullover happened. But anyway, so that's the first one. The second one, I went to UT. I would often take that 8-hour drive back to EP. And, having done that drive many times over the course of 4 years, I knew what towns not to stop and get gas in. Shoot, I knew what towns not to even be caught speeding in because, if anybody knows Texas, you just know. So, one day coming back, I can't remember what year it is. I want to say it was my freshman year. I was coming back and I stopped. I had miscalculated my mileage and my gas, and I had to stop in a place that I know that was normally on my do not stop list. I wasn't too worried about it, but I was like, because I'd rather have gas than be stranded. So, pull over, step out of the car. As soon as I step out of the car, turn to my left, and there's a gun pointed at me by a police officer. He's yelling, "Didn't you hear me? Didn't you hear my sirens?" Now, to keep it 100, I at the time had two 12-inch Rockford 5-gate subwoofers, and I am sure that they were at full capacity going down I-10. I am sure of that. So it's very possible that he had his sirens on and I didn't hear. But I wasn't speeding, so it wasn't like I was trying to get away. And I pulled calmly into a gas station, which means I was probably going to get gas. I think what's funny about that, when I think about that situation, is I don't even remember what happened. I don't remember if I got a ticket. I don't remember the conversation that we had. I feel like I remember having to go and mail something out to that county that I got stopped in, but I cannot tell you the outcome of it. All I can tell you is that I thought that was it for me, and I was scared shitless. That's the only two things that stick out in that time. So yeah, those are two small interactions I've had with police in my time.